Welcome to IET Evolve, Everyday Earthing and Energy Wisdom. Today is Tuesday, December 2nd, 2025. I am Susan Manowich. Highlights, well, 4274 that was responsible for the large solar activity in mid-November that produced the widespread auroras is now labeled at 4199, as we discussed yesterday. And it's responsible for that latest X-class flare, just a reminder, that is now facing Earth. 4299 is now facing Earth. So after further modeling on that flare, it did produce a semi-halo, which appears to be on the docket to give our Earth a little tap tomorrow on December 3rd, which could bring up geomagnetic storming to G2, because we also have a large coronal hole that's facing Earth. So geomagnetic conditions are expected to enhance tomorrow because of those two things, and that will carry us into Thursday as well for G2 storming. So obviously that could bring auroras to the higher latitudes, but also to mid-latitudes, as we've been seeing quite consistently with even some G2 storms. Solar flaring itself returned back to low levels in the past 24 hours, but the prediction for higher level flares just got pushed up higher today because of the complexity of these different sunspots, which I will be getting into. Solar flares, well, only 6 C-class flares in these last 24 hours, and it looks like 4294 was the strongest player. It produced a C4.8 at 2154 UTC yesterday. The rest were smaller in size, and so the highest that we got up to was a mid C-class flare. Sunspot regions, 9 active regions, same as yesterday. However, the complexity is increasing. 4294 is beta gamma delta, and 4299 is now beta gamma. 4296 is beta gamma. It gained a gamma. And we have a few newcomers that we will talk about a little bit more as they become more clear on our focal point and we know exactly what they're doing right now. But overall, that's a decent amount of complexity for these 3 sunspots right now that we really just talked about, because you'll see when we get into the potential forecast why that has increased. Well, solar wind, we saw it get to around 500 yesterday, and we're back down to average conditions at about 398 kilometers per second right now. The interplanetary magnetic field was weak to moderate, and the BZ is currently southward. KP, quiet to unsettled, between 1.5 to 3 in these past 24 hours. We're currently at G2, where really it's spent most of the time in G2 conditions over the past 24 hours. So that's just a hair between quiet to slightly unsettled. Potential forecast, X-class is up at 30%, M is at 75%. And the geomagnetic field is expected to be quiet to unsettled. So really much of the same as yesterday into today. And tomorrow is when we have the shift, when we have the change that we can expect conditions to get up to G2 storming because of that coronal hole and the CME tap. So today is a bit more of a quiet day. Well, let's talk about the Schumann. Moderate to moderately strong amplitude surges, no whiteout saturations. You may have had some sensory sensitivity, some mental or emotional overstimulation, a little bit of fatigue and irritability. Things just may not have flowed real well yesterday. Maybe you had plans and ideas to do certain things, and then the flow just wasn't entirely there. We can thank the stimulation of the alpha and low beta brainwave activity. These don't really look like these natural resonance peaks. It looks like a bit of an unstable field, but not real volatile. And maybe there is a sense of this internal disorganization. Like I said, it just may not have felt like things flowed real well yesterday. They weren't probably terrible, but it was just things didn't go entirely the way that you may have expected or wanted them to. So the field is stimulating but not overwhelming, and you may have had to be really conscious to point your sail if you were finding yourself going off in a bit of a different direction, and maybe you even had to submit and say, okay, I'm not going to do this today, whatever that is. A summary of all of this, well, I liken today as a bit of a preparation day and a bit calm It's slightly stimulated before we get more enhanced conditions tomorrow. And maybe in some way the Schumann is reflecting that it's anticipating this shift, it's anticipating this change. I don't know. I'm just throwing that out there for you to consider. And so are we. So maybe we know that we're in the process of anticipating these energies that are coming in, that you can really begin to prep and feel it in advance. So that leads me to my wisdom drop. Enjoy the field for today and ask yourself if there's anything that you need to do for tomorrow to help you prepare your house, which is your body, your heart, your emotional system, and your field of energy. And please remember, you are designed to be attuned to the earth and cosmos. Thank you. I'll see you tomorrow.